Gareth at Departure Lounge, Stampsy and Andy in over the next couple of weeks. And in studio right now is a friend of the show. She is part of Share the Dignity. And to find out more, you can jump on to sharethedignity.com.au. But welcome back into the studio, Fiona. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is, well, the campaign is on.
Yes.
Again, just explain to Geelong and the Surf Coast, firstly, what is happening across August?
Okay, so August is our pads and tampons, sanitary products, whatever we might like to call them. You have to get comfortable with talking about this stuff, Andy.
I know, and that's as a bloke, it's sort of an awkward thing to sort of even go down that aisle.
Live with your partner. This is nothing new. Sure you've had the late night run before.
Yes.
And emergency stations on.
Sometimes I've had to buy them as well, and I feel like I'm getting judged buying tampons, and it's sort of like, why is a bloke buying tampons? Yeah. It's not for me, I swear.
Shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
So pads and tampons drive for August. We have collection boxes in all Woolworths stores around Geelong, Surf Coast, etc. So collecting those for the whole month, and then they will, at the end of the month, be distributed to charities around Geelong.
Now, at the start of the year, the GST was actually lifted off sanitary items. We were all, as women, breathing a sigh of relief, but the reality still is there are still women in Geelong and the Surf Coast who actually have to choose at that time of the month whether they put food on the table for their kids or actually buy necessary items.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that it's still happening in this day and age. And we also have girls who won't be able to go to school because they don't have access to the products. And as you say, people having to make a choice about something that should be a right, not a privilege, to have access to these products.
100%.
So I guess for your average punter who's going to the supermarket, going down to Woolies, it's pretty simple, regardless of gender. Go down the aisle, grab some tampons, grab maybe one for you and one for someone less fortunate and chuck it straight in the bin.
Yep,
that's how easy it is.
That's it. And so, you'll find the collection boxes. Basically, you've gone through the cash register. You should be able to find it. If not, ask the customer service staff, but the box should be there in front of
it's
you.
It's bright pink and purple, guys.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah,
you
can't. Should be obvious. But, yeah, you're right. And there are little toggle things on the aisles down the Woolworths aisles where the pads and tampons are. And also buying the product at Woolies. They started up a partnership with Share the Dignity earlier this year where they're donating 5 cents for every pack purchased.
Oh, perfect.
Which is going to mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to the charity, which is amazing also.
And Andy, as you mentioned, when you go to the supermarket, for women, you're going to be going at least once this month.
Yep.
It's fact. To purchase anyway, so why not do the 2-for-1 where it's paying it forward? But the fact that it's still a necessity and there is still a need and there are still women asking in our community, we were actually just chatting during Gus Bastion that it hasn't decreased. It hasn't necessarily increased, but there are still women who are finding themselves in this position. Are you finding that it's not age-specific?
Oh, no, definitely not. We also do receive donations of incontinence pads, so that's an option also. The demand is higher for pads and tampons, but we do also help older women, or just not necessarily older women, anyone who's suffering in that way as well. Definitely, it's an ongoing problem. We're back again, this couple of times a year, but for women, this is an every month experience.
And Fee, if people want to get involved, sort of, if they forget about it in August, which I hope they don't, but if they want to help out throughout the year, are there other ways rather than just donating pads and tampons? Are there other things that they could do?
So in November, we also have a campaign called It's in the Bag, which is asking anyone to fill a pre-loved handbag with toiletries as well as the sanitary items.
Brilliant.
So throughout the year, you could be, looking and seeing toothbrushes are on sale. Mm. I'm going to grab some toothbrushes.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a deodorant when they're on sale. And a lot of people do that, sort of build their bag throughout the year and then have it all ready for our November, for our next campaign.
That's brilliant. That's
and
so good.
As the name suggests, it's about sharing the dignity. It's about allowing women the basic necessities in life to be able to go about their everyday business and not feel ashamed. Not that they should, but so they don't find themselves in awkward or uncomfortable situations. So definitely get involved this month and right throughout the year as well. We always jump in and support where we can, Fiona. So sharethedignity.com.au for more details, where you can donate, how you can get involved. And we want to boost those numbers. Come on, Geelong and the Surf Coast. We want to make sure we can triple what we did last time, so get involved.